Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, August the 31st. Man, last day of August, August the 31st of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're talking about the Vatican deception still, but we're talking about it without talking about it. So we are talking about a topic or a subject that should be important for everyone, which is your life. I don't know too many things that's more important than talking about your own success or your own way by which to achieve what we determine or what you determine success. So everybody's definition of success is different, obviously. So depending on your definition of success, there is a method that I figured out that I use for myself. I've never shared this personally. This is like my own personal system. I've always taught and I've always shared different techniques and different ways by which to express, expose, and expand yourself. And one of the things that I've noticed is when talking to the members inside of the Clarinomics 101, talk with people, especially within the last couple of weeks, that are going through different things, one of the most important things is identifying your purpose, then monetizing that purpose, or finding a way to create a life that is actually enjoyable. Now, when I say enjoyable, I mean, how do you create a plan for your life that actually works? There's a lot of techniques, there's a lot of different ways, there's a lot of stuff that people do. But how do you write something, or how do you develop something, and how can you guarantee, that's a dangerous word, but how can you guarantee that your life will be successful? Well, I found out a system that, or a plan, or a way that every time I stick to this plan or stick to this method, it actually works for me. And what it does is it helps me to stay focused on my plan. I get pulled into other people's plan because, again, you know, I want to save everybody. I want to help. So how do you create your own life map or your own life plan? How do you find your life purpose, which we've been talking about? How do you discover your dreams? How do you make short-term goals? How do you define and redefine your goals and your pictures in your head? And how do you find and communicate your personal brand? You know, a lot of people do a lot of stuff, and they jump around so much that it's difficult to determine that personal brand. Like if you, for example, if you're on social media or if you own any particular marketing campaign, when I had my coffee shop, my brick-and-mortar traditional business, one of the things I wanted to do, I wanted to make sure that I branded myself and that my purpose was crystal clear so that way people could understand it. And so I always just focused on doing certain things, and I didn't go outside of that box. Because I want to make sure that people notice or people know me. When I say know me, when I say Michael Jordan, you think football. No, you think basketball. Now, when I say Walter Payton, or when I say, you know, John Elway, or, you know, when I say, you know, Tony Romo, especially if you live in Texas. When I say David Robinson, you know, when I say Carmelo Anthony, Serena, and well, I forgot her sister's name, whatever, the Williams sisters. Do you think about golf when I say Serena Williams? Do you think about tennis when I say Tiger Woods? No. Why? They created a life path. They created a brand for themselves. How do they do that? Now, I want to teach you today how to create a brand in four areas of your life: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Guaranteed to work. Guaranteed. If this doesn't work for you, you can personally hold me responsible. You can email me. You can call me. You can come to my house and say, Doc, man, this didn't work, man. I guarantee you this works. Now, you guys know that I do Dear Kinnear reports for a living. And the Dear Kinnear reports primarily consist of, now, there's a bunch of other numbers you can talk about. Bridge numbers, you can talk about challenge numbers, but the Dear Kinnear report for me, I'm not into numerology like that. I don't worship numbers. So I'm not trying to just spend all my time, you know, on the natal birth chart or, you know, the chromatics, which is the color of your Dear Kinnear report. I could care less about that. All I'm interested in pulling out the meat and spitting out the bone. I'm not trying to get into divination. Because, again, it's a very fine line. So you got to be careful with the creation. Because if you look at the Dear Kinnear report is a creation. But behind the numbers is an essence. It's a frequency. It's a wave. It's a vibration. Let's talk about that. Everybody want to talk about the numbers? That's great, man. Talk about the numbers. But make sure you talk about the frequency that's behind the numbers. Or you're going to get caught up. And the cosmograto are going to trip you up. And so if you take a circle, I would like for everybody, if you're at home right now, take out a piece of paper and take out a pen or a pencil. Please. This may sound like it's not important, but it works. It's a simple system that you can create your own life plan that takes you seriously. I'm not talking about none of this fake stuff. I'm talking about if you want to visualize, if you want to set specific goals, if you want to be able to share with people because you're modeling the behavior in front of people, if you want to take this grand revelation, this inspiration that you have, and if you want to put it out there, you need to have a plan to keep yourself on track and to keep you heading towards that goal. See, whenever you are motivated, all of the distractions, all of the lethargy, all of the slowfulness goes away. There is no escaping unless you have a plan that removes all of the chaos out of your schedule. So by having a specific and multiple dates that gives you and your plan a sense of urgency and validity. If you don't have dates, if you don't have specifics in your plan in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, you can't commit to it because it's still open. It doesn't have a definite chief aim. So everybody listening to the sound of my voice must have what I call your life optimizer. To optimize your life, you need to take out a sheet of paper, you need to get a pen, and on that sheet of paper, you need to write a circle. Please, if you want to create a plan that works, guaranteed, everyone, I've never shared this on this venue. I've never shared this with my Eagles Club group. I've never shared this with my Clarinomics group because I never got a group of people that was serious enough. So instead of waiting, because people are not, it's hard, man. It's very difficult because people, I want more for people than they want for themselves. But I can't wait. I can't take this stuff with me. So that's why I'm doing more shows. That's why I'm writing 2 books a month. That's why I'm doing this. I'm starting my series on the Vatican deception in the next couple of days. The first chapter is about, this is how important it is. The first chapter is about the word Vatican, which means foreteller of the future. The word Vatican means that. The second chapter is about the Vatican press that has established what they call dog Latin, which is God Latin, which is grammar, grammaria, and grammar truth. The third chapter is about, again, what the Vatican don't want you to know, which is that you are a combination of chromatics. You are a combination of two specific chromosomes, chromosomes number 2 and number 3. So we're going to break down astrobiology that the Vatican knows. The fourth chapter is about the word Ruach and the Pneuma that the Vatican knows. This definition has never been taught. I've never seen or heard it taught anywhere. You will not believe it. I'm going to put it this way. This one chapter in this book on the Ruach or the Pneuma, what we call the spirit, then we're going to do what's in Arizona right now. I'm going to give you this one for free. Triple dare you to go to Google and type in Lucifer Project. Triple dare you. Now, that's chapter 5 inside the book, The Vatican. Now, why am I telling you this? I should not tell you this unless you're part, unless you, you know, pay the $99 and you're going to join. But what I'm getting ready to share with you right now, you know, normally I have inside of my one-on-one spiritual therapeutics counseling that I do with people that are coming out of demonic possession, and they got to get their life on track, and they need guaranteed, they ain't got time. Man, when people, that is one dude, there's one client I got, and he's an active client, so I can't be too specific. But, man, like I told you guys, people call me, and there's furniture moving in their house. The sofa starts flying across the floor. Stuff off the wall. This is serious. So they don't need no, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray my Lord, my soul to keep prayer. That shizness don't work. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but when you hear the Vatican deception, you'll understand my disdain. Now, again, This is so important, I can't even put it in words. So everybody, you got your paper. You got your pen. You wrote your circle on your paper. Now take a line, split that circle in two. You got two halves. They're like the brain. You got a left hemisphere, right hemisphere. Now take that circle that you split the line down the middle. You went from up to down. Now go from left to right or right to left. And so that way you have four quadrants or four sections inside of your circle. Now inside of that circle, this is what I want you to write. Inside of that circle, I want you to write life path number. I'm sorry, inside of the circle, the right top piece of pie. You got four pieces of pie, right? Because you divide it into four sections. You put a cross inside of a circle. You got a spinning circle and a cross. I don't even want to break the go down there. Y'all know about spinning circles, but we'll talk about that later. But you got the circle, you got the cross, so that divides that circle into four pieces on the right, left, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, write the word life path. From 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, write the word expression. From 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, write the word soul. From 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, write the word personality. So those are the four major numbers of your life path. So again, we're talking about how to create a plan that encompasses and guarantees your success in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So in that life path, I'm sorry, in that circle that you divided into four sections, you got the first section labeled life path. The second section labeled expression. The third section labeled soul. The fourth section labeled personality. Now, let me use mine for example. If I take my life path number, I'm a 33-6. So where it says life path, I write my number in there, 6. My expression number is a 3. So I'm a starter. I'm like Brother Artist. Man, I come up with new shizness every day. If I was to post everything, if I was to do a video about my thoughts every day, y'all would think I'm crazy. That's why I don't do videos every day, because I jump around too much because I'm a 3. The next number is a soul number. I'm an 11. So like Brother Zach and his wife, you know, that is my soul number, so I'm a spiritual intuitive. And then I'm a number 9. I got the nobility like the other brother, Jasper Green. So my numbers are 6, 3, 11, 9. So you look at my circle. From 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I'm operating in a 6. From 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, I'm operating as a 3. From 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I'm operating as an 11. From 9 o'clock to midnight, I'm operating as a 9. Now, take the four areas and put them into the circle. So from 12 to 1, which is the life path number, put the word wealth. Man, this is going to bless somebody. Somebody's life is going to change from today forward. From 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, the second piece of the puzzle, put the word health. From 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, on the third piece of the pie, put the word, you got wealth, we got health, now put the word wisdom. And in the last spot, put the word relationships. So you should have life path, expression, soul, personality. You should have four numbers, whatever your life path number is, whatever your expression number is, whatever your soul number is, whatever your personality number is. And you should have the words wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now, for me, if I want to be wealthy, I have to operate in a 6. Remember, the next number is health. So for me, anytime I do anything with health, I got to use the number 3. Whatever 3. So when it comes to health, why do y'all think I do rotation diets? Why do y'all think I do food combining? Where I eat my foods, I don't eat my protein and my simple carbs and my complex carbs together. Why do I do instinctive training? Why do I have a 400-page book called Frequent Intense Training? Because I'm a number 3. 3 is creative. So anytime I do anything in the area of health, I have to do it in the number 3 for it to work. The first number for me, the first section is life path. So anytime I do anything with life path, when it comes to wealth, I gotta do it with the vibration of the six. I gotta do it with my heart. I gotta do it with caring. I can't bring ego and make money because I'm a six. And so anytime anything with wealth, the first section, I gotta do with life path number. Anything dealing with health, I gotta use my expression number. Anything dealing again with wisdom, I gotta use my soul number. What's my soul number? 11. So 11 is the spiritual intuitive. That's why I got spiritual discernment. That's why I can see Shiznit on Mars, because I'm an 11. And then my relationships, I got to be a nobleman. I got to be a gentleman. For my relationships to work, I have to be a gentleman. Because why? That's my number. That's the number 9. So for me to guarantee success, in my four areas, I need my four numbers. I need to put them on my circle, and I need to operate according to the quadrant. So everybody, this is called quadrants. Again, this is called life optimization. So I need to grow holistically. So I got my four areas of wealth, health, wisdom, relationship. I got my four numbers, life path, expression, soul, personality. So when I'm focusing on wealth, when I'm doing my claironomics, I can't do it with the number 3 because that's creative and that's the health part of me. So the Father has designed me and he's designed you. If you don't know this, your plan will not work. Because you're using the wrong expression. You're using the wrong energy. What is the driving force of your plan? For when it comes to wealth, what drives me? What motivates me to get up early and stay up late? Compassion. That's why I have a hard time. Eight, like with me and Sister, what's her name? Sister Ashley. That was part of my ego, man. We had a big blowout, a big argument. I disbanded the whole Eagles Club. Shut everything down because I had a person who was a number 8 and I was a number 6. So I create wealth with compassion, with love. With a number 8, they create wealth with executive bluntness. You ain't got no money. You don't get no freaking product. That's what everybody was telling me to do. And I was like, well, I work on a payment plan with you. We'll set up. If you're a little bit late, that's okay. Kumbaya. Let's hold hands. We'll pray about it. I love you. No. People with number 8 says, Doc, that shit's not going to work, man. You ain't going to make no money. But all my life, I ain't never missed a meal. All my life, I've been taken care of. Even when I was freaking destitute, I had money in my pocket. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they feed begging bread. As long as I operate in my lane, then I'm operating in my anointing. And when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Fear, I don't do fear, man. Y'all know that about me, man. If y'all want to piss me, oh, man, I'm going to go there. Don't come to me with, oh, Doc, man, I don't know. No, brother. If you listen to what I'm telling you, I guarantee you your life will change. If anyone needs assistance with drawing the circle, dividing it into four squares, writing your life path, remember the squares must be the first number, the most important number is your life path number. Now, everybody knows that that number is based upon your date of birth. So when you add all the numbers of your date of birth up and you reduce it to a single digit number, mine is a 6. Now, I say 33, but before you can be a 33, you got to be a 6. Now, what is a 6? Notice a 6 is 2 3s. So really, all of my numbers are 3s except for 1. What is a 9? 3 plus 3 plus 3. Why do you think I have so much problem focusing? Why have I had 50 jobs? Why have I had, I've had so many cars I lost count. Why have I had 23 different businesses? Because I can start anything, but I can't finish nothing. That's why when I married my wife, I start to be able to finish some things because she's a 4. She's a 22. She's a finisher. She's a builder. She's a foundation. I can create it. She can finish it. So in the Eagles Club, in the Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly, I need 4s. I need 22s. I need finishers. Because I got like Brother Artis, he's like me, he's a three. He got a bunch of threes in his name as well. So if me and Brother Artis got together, we ain't gonna get nothing done. We're gonna start a lot of stuff, but ain't nothing gonna get completed. Unless we got some. Now if I hang out with Sister Nicole and Brother Zach, we're gonna sit around, we're gonna be so super spiritual, we're gonna have our heads up in the cloud, but our feet will never touch the ground. We will never do nothing because we are loving. We are spiritually minded. We want to, you know, lay hands and slap all on people and cast out devils and shout in front of the chairs, but we ain't going to accomplish nothing because we're loving. And then if I get with Brother Jasper, because he's a nine, so we're going to walk around, we're going to look good. Man, people used to comment at me all the time, man, Doc, how do you, I would go places and I would have barbers ask me, how do you shave your beard? So the one dude got angry at me, and he said that my beard was demonic. That's one of the reasons why I shaved it off. People would get angry at me because of the meticulous nature by which I maintained my beard. People got upset. I got emails and calls saying, you know, that beard is demonic. Really? Oh, that's not the main reason I shaved it off. I just wanted something new. But it's just amazing what people focus on. Because why? I'm a nine. So when it comes to relationships, the last night, now remember, this is important. We're talking about creating a plan for your life that works. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of plans. There's all kind of techniques. Everybody got different ways of doing this, you know, visualization techniques, you know, neuro-linguistical programming, you know, the secret, you know, they got all, man, they got all hypnotization, you know, mantras, chant, yoga, tai chi. Everybody got a plan, you know, write it down, you know, all that stuff is great. But if you need a driving force, everybody listening to this call has to have a driving force, a.k.a. Ruach, a.k.a. Numa, a.k.a. Spirit, a.k.a. ruling disposition, something that rules, it dominates. You don't dominate it, it dominates you. Kicks you up, it gets you out of bed in the morning. So let me ask you again, what is the driving force behind your natural selection, which is your life path, your expression, your soul, your personality? Those numbers are the driving force behind your life. Everybody has life cycles, so your life is cyclical. Now, there's a lot of bridge numbers. There's a lot of challenge. There's a whole lot of other stuff that you can do. This was given to you. Nobody else teaches this. Triple, I challenge anybody to go on the internet and find what I just shared with you anywhere on the internet. I haven't been able to find it. Just like when I did the Clarinomics and I coined a phrase and I went to Google and I typed in Clarinomics and the Google search came up zero. No hits. Now go to Google, type in Clarinomics. What comes up? So I only teach this. I've taught this to about five or six people that I personally counseled that was coming out of severe demonic possession or processing. We put that because there are processed people and there are possessed people. Most people are processed. They're not possessed. They have done a particular process, maybe even processed food. They join an organization that makes them go by and live by a particular set of rules, and they are part of a particular ritual, same place, same time, processes you to allow a certain entity to walk in, and you are a fit extension, but you're not possessed. But your mind is being ruled by that foreign dignitary that you let in because of your belief system. But what is the driving force behind your life right now? What is it that drives you? Let me answer that for you. You see, the driving force in my life is to be a compassionate, creative, spiritual, noble man, woman. So I can accomplish anything if I do it that way. because those are the four numbers that make up my life optimization. That is the driving force behind my existence. I shouldn't even be using the word life. Because as I'm going to break down for the people that are listening, that's going to listen to the series on the Vatican, we got to start the word life in person. Those are Luciferian terms. We got to go back to Yahushua, because again, he's the I am that I am. That means I exist. So Yahushua came that you may exist, and that you may exist abundantly. There's a mistranslation from the original text. Life is a Vatican term. Existence. Yahushua is existing one. He's the all-existing one. Now, that's another subject for another time. But the purpose of what I'm saying is that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Wrong words, you use the words of the Cosmogrator, you create the world of the Cosmogrator. So remember when you want it. Remember when you want it, whatever it is that you want it, when you was a kid from Santa Claus. Remember when you was a kid and you believed there was Santa Claus? Remember how excited you say, and they would say, man, what you want for Christmas? Say, Mama, I want Santa Claus to bring me this. Then you remember how disappointed when you found out Santa Claus wasn't real? I don't know about y'all, but I bought that shit for a while. And I said, what do you mean? Santa Claus wasn't real? Excuse me. And that excitement was evaporated or gone when you realize Santa Claus is not real. Remember when you thought, if I could just make this amount of money, I would be content. You remember when you said, I know when I first said, I said, man, $5,000 a month. That was my goal. I said, man, if I could just make $5,000 a month, I'm going to be set for life, man. I was like, ooh, just I want to make $5,000 a month online. I got there, started making $5,000 a month online, wasn't content. That wasn't enough. Remember the time when you dreamed and you dreamed and you dreamed about something and you had this meaningful goal, but you never achieved it? You want to lose weight? Remember when you didn't have you weren't at the place in your life, when the area of a relationship, you didn't have that dream girl? Maybe you don't have a dream girl right now. Remember when you always wanted, man, if I could just get this man there. For me, I was like, man, I want, man. If I get that chick, you know, light skin, green eyes, you know, man, look like Stacey Dash. Oh, man. Ooh, yeah, it's on and popping. I know when I was 21, I was like, man, I wanted a convertible Lamborghini. I'm like, man, if I could just get that Lamborghini, that's all I thought about, man. But guess what happened? None of those dreams came true. None of them. Stacey Dash never showed up. Lamborghini, can't even spell it. I thought I wanted to be, you know, like, I don't know if you guys even remember this dude by the name of Flex Wheeler. Go to Google and type in Flex Wheeler. There's another guy by the name, this dude's name is Albert Beckles. You don't know who he is? Go to Google and type in Albert Beckles. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to look like. These guys are like, Albert Beckles is like 70-something, I think, you know, if he's still around, or 80. And this guy was, man, I want to say he was like about 80. He looked like he was 40. This dude was swole. Because, again, they achieved their goals and I didn't achieve mine. I didn't have what I just told you. Your driving force is the answer to all of your questions. Your driving force is the dream maker. Your driving force, I'm saying driving force, I'm talking about the Ruach, the Pneuma. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your Christ consciousness. Your Christ consciousness, your mental disposition is the primer. Remember the movie Focus? And they put those primers all over the place. The number, what was it? 55, I think it was. What's your primer? See, your primer is the four numbers I just gave you, but they have to be in that order, because your primer for wealth is your life path number, not your expression number. You're using the wrong primer. So if I become creative in the area of wealth, I ain't going to make a dime. That's why I've had 50 jobs and 23 business. I was creative. I had no compassion. care about nobody. I was trying to get paid. That's why I never got a freaking dime. Now, I am operating in my giftedness, and I have the driving force. I have the dream maker. I have the ruach. I have the pneuma. I have this power in me. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You see, brothers and sisters, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Remember I said, stop praying in the name of Jesus. Start praying in the name of your heart. Because let's say that his name ain't Jesus. I mean, we don't know. I said his name is Yahushua, because the J's weren't around. They didn't speak Greek or Hebrew. The Hebrew language wasn't even a bit it. So Yahushua is Hebrew. So his name probably ain't even Yahushua. What is his name? I don't know. The book of Revelation says that the entire word of God is his name. But guess what? The book says that he's written his name in my heart. So if I pray with my heart, I got the name covered. I'm going to have to spit the name with my mouth. But guess what? I can vibrate it with my heart. So where's my treasure? Brothers and sisters, let me close with Matthew 6:21. If you can wrap your brain around this, like I said, I wasn't even going to do today's show. I was going to talk about the Vatican deception. But the Father said, got some knowledge. Because somebody's stuck. Because you're using the wrong energy to express the wrong frequency. You use the wrong thoughts to express the wrong vibration. So again, you're double-minded. Remember, you only get what you vibrate in your heart. Because guess where your treasure is at? Guess where your treasure is at? Any takers? Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Let's start with verse 22. Matthew 6:20. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy them, and where thieves do not break in and steal them. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, and if the vision is clear, your whole body will be full of light. Two things. Where the eye is the lamp of the body, it's talking about the pineal gland. Everybody knows that third eye. That's basically, if you got clarity in your brain, in your third eye, you got crystal clear vision. If you got a treasure, that's your dream. And that treasure is in your heart. That's where God is at. Man, there's nothing you can accomplish. That's how you guarantee your success. Matthew 6:20-21. Let me say it again. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Where's heaven? It's in your heart, brother. You're looking for heaven out there. You not know that the kingdom of God is within. Where moth and rust cannot destroy it. So if you put your treasure in your heart, no demon, no devil, no imp, no mojo, no sprite, no genie, no jinn can touch it. It says, where thieves don't break in and steal it. For where your treasure is, where's your treasure? It's in your head. Put it in your heart, homie. Why? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So you want to make sure that your treasure in your heart is in a safe place. You don't want your heart to try to amplify something that's not there. You want to put it in your heart. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And we want to put your heart in heaven. We want to store up for yourself treasures in heaven. We want to make sure that your eye is single. Because if your vision is clear, your whole body will be full of light. Anybody want to vibrate on a higher frequency? Anybody want to transfer to themselves? Make sure that you got clarity. How do you get clarity? This is how you get it. What is your life path number? Mine is 6. So when it comes to wealth, I'm operating in the 6th chakra. I'm vibrating with 6, caring and nurturing. When it comes to health, what is my expression number? It's a 3. So anytime I do anything with health, I'm going to be creative. Every time I go to the gym, I do instinctive training. Yesterday I went to the gym. I live really, really life. I just go to the gym. I have no workout. I don't write nothing down. I go straight off the dome. Every time I go to the gym, I do a different exercise, a different routine. People ask me, hey, Doc, what are you doing today? I have no clue till I get there. Why? I do instinctive training because that's my expression, so I get results. And then when it comes to spiritual, how do I do these shows, man? Y'all think I got any notes? How am I coming up with today's show? At 11:30, bam, I got what to do. Why? I'm an 11. So anytime it comes to spiritual wisdom, I operate in the 11. What is the 11? The 11 is spiritual intuitiveness. I got a divine connection with God. I got a pipeline to the throne, so I don't need no notes. The Bible says, take no thought as to what you shall say, so I don't. So I do the shows off the dome. Now, I refer to the Google and try to get some scriptures to back up what I'm saying because, again, people are going to challenge me. Doc, you got any scriptures for that, brother? You said that I can't find it in the Bible anywhere. So I know I'm going to have some knucklehead who knows going to challenge me on what I just said. So after I say it, I go. You guys know I sell books before I write them. Y'all know that, right? I've been writing those books till I sold at least five or six of them. Then I realize, okay, there's a market for it. I better get the writing. Because I'm an 11. And so when it comes to expressing wisdom, I express it as an 11. But you ain't an 11. So you try that, you're going to crash and burn. Maybe you're in a 6. Your soul age is a 6. So when it comes to wisdom, you got to have love and compassion. I don't. I got to have a divine connection. But then when it comes to my relationships, guess what I got to be? I got to be above a board. Why do you think I've been doing all this crazy stuff in my relationship? It's the opposite expression. Remember, you always express yourself in the dark side of giftedness. You are expressing your gift. You're either expressing it positively or negatively. So if you got a problem, that's your gift negatively. Just flip it. You gotta find out your problem. That means you're a very wealthy person. You just destroying your wealth. You got a relationship problem. That means you're supposed to have a good relationship. Whatever problem you got, flip it. Because that's really what you should be doing. You're just expressing your gifts negatively. So in conclusion, all you got to do, if you want to guarantee your success in those four areas of your life, you have to express it with the number that goes with that area. And the life path number controls wealth development. The expression number controls health development. The soul urge number, desire number, control our wisdom and spirituality. And your personality number, which is made up of the consonants of the name, controls your relationships. The vowels of the name control wisdom. All the letters of the name controls health. And the total number of your date of birth controls your wealth. So wealth, health, wisdom and relationship are controlled by life path, expression, soul, and personality. If you can digest it, if you can't, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I will sit down with you, and I will work out. I will write your circle. We'll do your numbers, so that way you know how to vibrate. Because the only reason you're not successful in your life plan, now, again, you know, this assuming that you got a plan. This only works if you got a plan. If you in wealth and you ain't got no plan, and you don't want to maintain anything, well, this only works if you're driving to somewhere. You got to have a plan. Once you have a plan, hey, how come my plan is not working? You're operating at the wrong vibration. You're using the wrong energy to accomplish the plan. Once you get the plan, you need help with that, no problem. I'll do your DNA report. We'll get you a plan. We'll get you on track. Any questions? Again, everybody in the Clarinomics program should already know this. But if not, again, we'll break it down.